We are live. Y'all come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, check on in, come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, baby. Yes, y'all come on in, come on in. Check on in this thing, baby. Come on in. How y'all doing this Friday evening? Popped up on y'all, baby, on this Friday evening. Y'all come on in, come on in. How y'all doing, baby? Come on in. Yes, slide on anything, baby. All my divine ones. Check on in, check on in, check on in. Come on in, come on in. Yes, come on in, baby. Yes, baby. Let me see. Martina. Hey, Martina. How you doing? Hey, Jocelyn Lee. Blessed in every area of my life. How y'all doing? Come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby. Come on in, all my divine ones. Check in, check in, check in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. I need the chosen ones to slide on in this thing. I need my divine ones to slide on in this thing. I need y'all to come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Get this word for today. Come on now. Get this word for today, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, Dr. J. Come on in. Come on in. Y'all put y'all locations in the comments, baby, so I can see where y'all tuning in from. Hey, Shara. Hey, Tamil. Hey, Keisha Hill. Hey, Coach Tyson in this thing. Hey, Akila. Y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. Michaela Jones in this thing in St. Louis. Come on in, Michaela. Come on in, Tequila. How you doing? Yes, baby. Tamil represents Sacramento, California. Dr. J in Perry, Georgia. Come on now. Come on now. That's right, Keisha Hill. We anything. Chosen ones, anything. Divine ones, anything. Come on in. Come on in. Nikosha checking in, baby. Come on in, Nikosha. Y'all come on in. Demetria Waters in Valdosta, Georgia. I see you. Patrice just slid anything, baby. Welcome to the membership, Patrice. Come on in. Jerome Sanders in Syracuse, New York in this thing. Come on in. Martina in St. Louis. Yes, baby. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Glory be to God. Check on anything, baby. Now, I got to tell y'all, I just experimented with a new recipe, and it turned out right. So I'm extremely happy about that. I just made my own Chipotle bowl. I'm going to be sharing it with y'all. To those of you that's joining the challenge, if you ain't in the challenge, you need to get in the challenge, baby. Because for the month of May, I'm taking 500 divine ones. 500. I know I got 500 divine ones out there. I know I got 500 of my people out there, baby. I need y'all to come on in with Auntie for the month of May. We're going to kick this thing off on May the 1st. Go to LaToyaOkeelAcademy.com and sign up for the Body Transformation 30-Day Challenge. We're going to be giving you the knowledge, giving you the tips, the tools, the strategies that you need to transform your body, drop that weight, and get in shape, baby. We're going to be sharing some of my little recipes, some of my little stuff I'm coming up with over here, where I said, you know what? I'm going to stop giving Chipotle my money. I'm going to make my own bowl. I made my own bowl, baby, and that thing was fire. That thing was good. So y'all got to make sure y'all come on in. Come on in, baby, for the Body Transformation Challenge, because we kicking that thing off. I'm sharing everything that I've learned with y'all, because that's what coaching is about. We talked about this today with my coaches and in our life coach training. Everything I learned, everything God bless me, he give me, share with me, I'm going to share it with y'all. Everybody that want to elevate, everybody that want to transform their life, their business, their spiritual walk, their body, if you want it, I'm teaching it. I'm giving it. You just got to make sure you get in the room, okay? So go to LaToyaOkeelAcademy.com, baby. So let me get right on into this real quick, because I ain't got but a few minutes, but that's all it's going to take. God told me to run this thing by, because I did a message on this a few years ago, right in my truck, sitting right out there in my truck. And I did a message about this, and God said, you need to bring this thing back. So this is the 2.0. I need my chosen ones, baby. You know that you know that you know that you chosen. I need you to put that thing in the comments. Say, I am the chosen one. I am the chosen one. You can't wait on somebody else to validate you. You can't wait on somebody else to speak life over you. You can't wait on somebody else to tell you who you are in God. You got to know that you know that you know that God has chosen you, that God has selected you. Come on now. So put it in the comments today, baby. Say, I am the chosen one. Go ahead and say it one time. Come on now, Tamil. Put that thing in the comments. I am the chosen one. That's right, baby. This is the 2.0. Y'all put it in the comments. Say, I am the chosen one. I am the chosen one. Come on, Crystal Warner. Put that thing in the comments. Come on, Tyresha. Put it in the comments, baby. That's it, Miss Erica. That's it, Keisha Hill. That's it, Kizzy. That's it, Danita. Come on, A. Bellamy. I am the chosen one. You the chosen one. What we said. I heard the devil been looking for me. Here I go. Here I go. You ain't listen. I'm going to stop running from the devil. This is what we said. I'm going to stop running from the devil because he coming anyway. He coming to attack anyway. So we ambassadors for Christ. It's time for us to know who we are. It's time for us to stand on kingdom business. If you ain't watched that Standing on Kingdom Business series, you better go pull that up here on the channel, baby, because the divine ones ain't playing. We standing on kingdom business. I need some folks that know that they know that they know. Don't say it if you ain't sure. Don't put it in the comments if you ain't sure. Come on now. I need you to be sure of that thing so you can receive this word today, baby, because you ain't getting nothing from God if you ain't got faith. According to your faith. According to your faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. God said, if you want this thing, he said, you're going to have the faith, baby. Where is your faith? Somebody put that in the comments. Say, where is your faith? That's it, Miss Nancy. You the chosen one. Come on now. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, where is my faith? Where is my faith? I got to have faith. Because if I want to receive the things of God, if I want to receive the abundance of God, then I got to believe. If I can't believe it in my heart, if I can't believe it in my spirit, I can't believe that it's mine before it hit my hand, then it ain't never going to hit my hand. I got to get it before I get it. I got to receive it in the spirit before I can receive it in the natural. Come on, Tay. Put that thing in the comments. Where is my faith? Where is your faith? Glory be to God. I hear the Lord say, I need the chosen ones to stand up, baby, because you've been wrecking your brain. You've been going back and forth. The devil might have had you running like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to figure out why this ain't working and why that ain't working and why I can't get no resolution with this and why I can't get no solution with this and why this being blocked and why this being shut down and why this ain't. God say it didn't work because you the chosen one. That's what he spoke to me. He said it didn't work because you the chosen one. I think back over my life. A lot of the stuff that I used to beg and cry to God, deliver, give me this, give me this, give me that, give me that. Lord, make a way for me to have this, for me to have that. Lord, I want y'all to think back on some of the prayers that you used to pray with some of the folks that you used to be with and some of the stuff that you used to try to force it. You used to try to make it happen. You used to try to make, y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth, baby. If I'm talking to you, put it in the comments. Say you're talking to me, Toya. You're talking to me. Some of us right now, we ought to just start thanking God for the stuff he didn't give us. We ought to start thanking God for the loans that didn't go through. We ought to start thanking God for the no's we got. Start thanking God for the declines, for the no's, for the restrictions, for the people that turned you down, for the people that rejected you, for the people that ghosted you. Because when you look them up now, you be like, my Lord Jesus. You come across them now, you be like, my Lord Jesus, Lord bless them. That's your child. That's your child. Bless them, Jesus, because they got a soul that need to be saved. But Lord, I thank you for what didn't work out, okay? I thank you for what didn't come through for me. I thank you for the door that was slammed in my face. God said, I allowed that door to be slammed in your face because you the chosen one. And I got something better for you up the road. Come on now. Somebody put this in the comments, baby. Say, God got better for me. God has better for me. You better know and understand what I just told you to say. You the chosen one. You believe that in your heart? When you say that out of your mouth, do you believe that in your heart? Because when you know that you know that you know that you the chosen one, you better understand, baby, that God gonna block some stuff. I got chills in this thing today, baby. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, when you my chosen one, baby, God said, I'll block that stuff real quick. I'll block it so fast, baby, it'll blow your wig off. You be trying to figure out how this happened. How that happened. Wait a minute. What? A lot of these folks, You trying to figure out why they ain't call you back. Why they stopped texting you. Come on now. Why they just fell off from your life. Why they, God, what's going on? I don't understand. God said it gonna be things that you don't understand, baby, when you chosen. Because you walk a different walk than everybody else. You walk a different walk than everybody else when you chosen, baby. God said, I blocked that thing. He said, I heard the conversations that you didn't hear. Who am I talking to today, baby? See, we only see people representative. We only see what people be showing us. Yeah, they gonna smile in your face. Come on now. But you can't see what's on the inside. You can't see what's in the heart. But see, God say, I look past that skinning and grinning, baby. I look past that smile on the devil's face, and I can see what's in the heart. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, what that heart do? What that heart do? I told y'all this ain't gonna be but a few minutes, but it gonna be good, baby. It gonna be hotter than fish grease. You better get this thing today. God said, I blocked that thing, baby. Oh, he blocked it. And can't nobody block like God. Do you hear me? Can't nobody block like Jesus, baby. God got that A1 block game. He gonna block that thing so smooth, it be like it wasn't even there. Let me tell you something. When you the chosen one, you let somebody come into your life and their intentions are not pure. Their intentions are not of God. They come in to get something. They come in to benefit from something. They come in trying to come in with their own agenda. They come in to try to get something they're gonna go back and run and use for Satan kingdom. God say, oh no, baby, we ain't finna let that go down like that. It's some folks that are, it's some, well, let me say spirits. Okay, because it's the spirits, it's the spiritual warfare. It's some spirits that try to get close to you. It's some spirits that try to join themselves to you. Come on now, because they want to ride off the anointing that God has given you. They want to ride off the gifts that God has placed inside of you. But he said this is the season for every man to fend for himself. You gonna have to work out your own soul salvation. Come on now. You gonna have to get to God for yourself. You ain't gonna be able to ride off of what nobody else got. So a lot of these folk that been riding off of you, God said you gotta serve the enemy notice today and let them know that this your stop. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say this your stop. You got to get off right here. This your stop. That's what God told me. He said that's why you gotta make sure why you got these children under your influence. And they listen to everything you say. He said, you got to make sure that you teach them my ways. He said, teach them my principles. Teach them to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because they're going to get to a point in their life where they're going to have to fend for themselves. They're going to get to a point in their life where mama can't carry them no more. Come on now. They're going to have to, it's going to be their season to fly. It's going to be their season to leave the nest. It's going to be their season to walk in Christ. So God said, why you got them under your influence? You got to teach them everything you know. You got to give them everything you know. Come on now. Because even with them children sometimes, baby, them grown children. Some of y'all, you got some adult grown children. You got some 30-year-old children. You got some 40-year-old children. And you still carrying them too. And God said, you need to serve them notice that this your stop. Come on now. We ain't carrying no grown folks. God said, you got to serve them notice. Say, this your stop. This your stop. What we said, baby, we going to take that thing back. To day one, I love you, God bless you, and bye. If they not adding value to your life, come on now. If they not moving you forward towards your goals, towards the direction of what God have for you, if you got people and places and things around you that's pulling you back to old levels that God done delivered you from, you got to serve the enemy notice today and tell them, I love you, God bless you, and bye. This your stop. Just like that bus driver when they driving that school bus. When they pull that little level and they let them children off and they say, this your stop. Some of these folks, some of these things you've been carrying around with you, you got to pull that level, you got to pull that handle on that bus and you got to tell them, this your stop. Depression, this your stop. Come on now. Worry and stress, this your stop. You the chosen one, you got to understand, we ain't worrying no more. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Come on now. Don't you allow these things and these people and these places and all this stuff in the world to trouble you. Let, sir, the enemy notice today, this your stop. This your stop. And God wants y'all, when you hear this word today, God wants y'all to make peace. You're going to be able to make peace with a lot of things that happen in your life. You're going to be able to make peace with a lot of things, a lot of events that transpired in your life, a lot of things that happened that you didn't understand, that you've been trying to figure out. What did I do wrong? Did I say something wrong? Did I mess something up? Did I do something that they ain't never tell me about? God say, baby, it ain't work because you the chosen one. Y'all understand me? I think about all the places I applied the work. I done applied to all kind of jobs. I done applied to all kind of companies and organizations and stuff. God blocked that thing. God said, nope. Nope, because if I grant that, if I let you get up in now, you might get a little too comfortable. They give you a couple promotions. They give you a couple bonuses. They give you a couple raises. They go to telling you what you want to hear, like some of the employers do. And you get comfortable up in now, and you forget that you got a calling on your life, and I need you over here ministering to my people. I need you over here serving for my kingdom. God say, I block that stuff because you the chosen one. It ain't work. And it wasn't never going to work. Come on now. Some of these relationships, some of these folks that you running behind, come talking to my men and my women. Some of these folks, some of these women you done ran behind. Some of these men you done ran behind. Oh, why they don't love me? Why they won't respect me? Why they won't treat me the way I deserve to be treated? God say, baby, any grown person that you got to convince, you got to preach to, you got to tell them how you ought to be treated, you got to tell them how you ought to be loved. He said, that ain't your person. That ain't your person. You got to let it go. Come on now. You got to let that go, baby. God said that ain't your person. I'm talking about relationships. Now, you in a marriage, don't you make no decision off nothing I said from this video and you in a marriage. You in a marriage. I have to give that disclaimer now. Don't be saying, Toy told me to leave. I'm finna go. It ain't that simple when you marry. You marry, you in covenant. That's a whole nother story. Okay? We got another strategy we got to come up with for that. So that's a whole nother story. You gotta dot some I's and cross some T's before you just walk up out the door. You can't just walk up out the door. But God say a lot of this stuff that you join to outside of covenant, a lot of these people you join to outside of covenant, outside of marriage, he said, you need to wash your hands with that. Somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say, I'm washing my hands. I'm washing my hands. Come on now. Put it in the comments, baby. Yes, hope. Covenant is a different story, baby. That's a different strategy. But I need y'all to put the thing in the comments today, baby. Say, I'm washing my hands. I'm washing my hands. It ain't work. And it might not have nothing to do with other people. I want you to relate this to what you're going through, to where you at in your life. It might not have nothing to do with other people. It might be something internal. It might be something that you was trying to get to work on your own, that you was trying to get, you was trying to work it out. You was trying to make it make sense. But the math just went math and it just wasn't working out. It's been a lot of projects that I started. It's been a lot of things that I tried to get out there, that I tried to do this and do that. And some of it was me connecting with other people. Some of it was me all by myself. And it just didn't work. But see, I got to know and understand. We all got to know and understand that all things are going to work together for the good to those that love God, baby, to those that are called according to his purpose. When you're the chosen one, when you have been called according to God's purpose for your life, come on now. You got to know and understand that I don't care whether you got a yes or whether you got a no, it's working for your good. Whether you heard a yes that you wanted to hear or you got told no. Whether the door was slammed in your face or whether the door was open and they told you to come on in, come on in. No matter where you fell on that side of it, baby. When you the chosen one, come on now, that's it, Tamia. Romans 8:28 going to be your portion. All things. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say all things, okay? So the rejection going to work together for your good. Come on now. The breakup got to work together for your good. The door that was slammed in your face got to work together for your good. That divorce got to work together for your good. Come on now. That loss you took, that L you took, it got to work together for your good. Because the Bible say all things. All things. So tell the devil, go ahead, do what you do. Come on now, do what you do, because God gonna do what he do. All things work together for the good, because I love God, and because I'm called according to his purpose. So when we give our life to Jesus Christ, when we allow the Lord Jesus to take rulership over our life, and we submit our life to him, and we follow him, come on now, at that point in time, God ain't looking at us no more. He ain't looking at LaToya O'Keele no more. He looking at his son. He see Jesus Christ. And you got to ask yourself, when God looks at me, what does he see? What does he see? When he look at me, what he see? Because I don't want him to see me. I want him to see his son. I want him to see Jesus Christ. So if I want him to see Jesus Christ, when he look at me, what I got to do? I got to give my life to Christ. I got to stop doing things my way. I got to give up that mindset that is my way or the highway. No, I got to give my life to Jesus. Every single day that I wake up, I have to make a decision to serve Christ. I have to make a decision to set the Lord Jesus Christ before me today, to bless me, to guide me, to lead me, to order my steps, to show me the way that I ought to go. Come on now. I got to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and teach me how to love my enemies. Teach me how to love those that try to use me, to try to persecute me. Teach me how to love his people. Teach me how to see his people the way he see his people. Give me new eyes. Renew my mindset. Come on now. This is what has to happen in order for when we pray to God, we want God to see Jesus in us. We don't want him to see our stinkiness. We don't want him to see our filthy sin. When God looks at us, we want him to see his son. What does he see when he look at you? Come on now. That's what he's looking for on the day of judgment. That's what he's going to be looking for. He's going to be looking for his son. If he don't see no trace of his son, if he don't see no trace of the blood, come on now, because the blood is the only thing, baby. If he don't see no trace of the blood, he don't see no trace of his son, depart from me. I never knew you. I don't know you. Who is you? Come on now. We don't want God to tell us that. We don't want God. We don't want to be standing in judgment and God be like, who is you? I don't know you. And we be up there talking about, Lord, I cast out demons in your name. I save people. I heal people. I preach to people. I had a coaching business. I ran a church. I had a church. And God be like, who is you? Somebody put it in the comment, baby. God, we don't want God to hit us with that TJ, baby. God hit you with that TJ. Who is you? I don't know you. Depart from me. You evil workers of iniquity. I don't know you. I don't know where you came from. I don't know you. We don't want God to say that, baby. Come on now. So he looking for his son. He looking for Jesus Christ. So you got to accept Christ now while you're living and breathing in this body. And you have your mind. You have your right mind. You can make a conscious decision. You got to make a conscious decision while you're in this body to serve Christ. And every day you get up, you got to follow him. You got to follow his teachings. Come on now. You got to read his word. You got to obey his laws. Glory be to God. That's what makes you chosen. That's what makes you the chosen one. That's what makes this word apply to you. God say a lot of stuff. See, what we got to understand is when we serve in Christ, when we walking with God as the chosen one, you gonna have a cross that you got to carry. You got a cross that you got to carry. Jesus carried his cross, and now we got to carry ours. If we want to reign with him, we got to carry our cross. You got a cross you got to carry. You got a cross you got to bear. Every day you get up, it ain't going to be sunshine and rainbows. Some days you get up, you're going to be going through hell. Some days you get up, you're going to be crying. Some days you get up, you're going to be in pain. Some days you get up, you're going to be getting lied on. People lying on you. People talking about you. People throwing your name out as evil. People calling you everything but a child of God. Stuff coming up from your past. The devil trying to accuse you of stuff. Trying to make accusations, because that's what he do. He's an accuser of the brethren. He try to come out and accuse you. Oh, well, she do this and she do that. And he do this and he do that. Well, they used to do this. Well, it said him that back in 2006, that he used to be involved in this, and he used to be, and she got to pay this. She owe this, and she owe that, and he owe this, and he owe that, and he ain't even do this. She ain't even do that. That's what the devil do, baby. He's an accuser of the brethren. This walk as a chosen one ain't no easy walk. Y'all better hear me when I tell y'all that. It's a lot of stuff that we try to go and get, that we try to go and involve ourselves in on our own accord. Not seeking the kingdom of God, going out doing it on our own accord. And God say, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to evaluate it. He said, that ain't what I got for you. If that ain't in my plan for you, I don't care how much you want it. I don't care how much you beg me. I don't care how. He said, I'm going to block that thing. That's part of your walk as a chosen one. Come on now. You can't connect with everybody. You can't mesh with everybody. You can't vibe with everybody. You can't sit with everybody. Who am I talking to, baby? You can't eat with everybody. You can't be friends with everybody. You can't connect with just anybody. You can't just be in no relationship with just anybody. That's why some of y'all are like, Lord, I'm single. Why I'm still single? Why I said, because you the chosen one, baby. You can't just connect with just anybody. You can't just be in a relationship with just anybody. God said, you think I'm finna have you come this far in the kingdom and then I connect you with a Jezebel? I connect you with a Delilah. I connect you with a spirit that send you all the way back from where I just delivered you from. God say, I'll block that thing. I'll block that thing, baby. Not on the chosen one. They won't pull that on the chosen one. God said it didn't work because you the chosen one. It ain't work. A lot of stuff you trying to make the piece of the puzzle fit when God said it just ain't never going to fit. It just ain't never going to fit in there, baby. Because he said, I have a greater calling on your life. And I don't want you to be discouraged because God said it ain't going to work and it ain't never going to work. See, that's a good thing. Because I want you to think about some of the things that fell through in your life. And because that thing fell through in your life, it made you available for the next thing, which was the best thing. Come on now. I want you to think about some of the stuff that fell through in your life that you didn't get the yes on, that you wanted so bad, so desperately. And side note, when you want it so bad, when you want it so desperately, that is a key sign that you're not ready for it. That is a key sign that the enemy is going to tear you up with that thing, baby. Because anything that you want that bad, anything that you want that desperately, I'm telling y'all, that's a sign that you ain't ready for it. That's a sign that you ain't ready for it. Patricia, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. When you can release that thing, when you can say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Lord, I just want to be closer to you. Lord, I just want to walk with you. Lord, I just want to walk in my purpose. I just want to live a life that's pleasing to you. I don't want to be connected to anybody. I don't want to be connected to anything unless it's going to bring glory to your name. No matter how much I love it, no matter how much I want it in my life, Lord, if you take it away, let your will be done. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Do y'all hear me? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Kingdom has to be your number one priority. Kingdom of God has to be your number one priority. Those were our instructions that our Lord and Savior gave us. Come on now. He said kingdom has to be your number one priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So I got to make sure I'm in right standing with God's principles, with his laws, with the scriptures. I got to seek the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is the rulership of God. I have to make God ruler over my life. I have to make Jesus Christ ruler over my life. He has to be number one in my life. Come on now. That's it, baby. Kingdom first. When you put kingdom first, everything else fall in order. Everything else fall in order. Kingdom first. Everything else fall in order. Everything else gonna fall in its place. But if you don't put him first, if you don't put kingdom first, if that's not your number one priority, your life, your priorities out of way. Shannon Lee, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. I got to get ready to go. But I want y'all to know and understand that a lot of things didn't work out in your life, not because it was bad, not because God don't want you to have no fun, not because God don't want you to get, you know, don't want you to reach your goals. It ain't for none of them reasons that the enemy will try to put in your mind. You got to understand, you know you're the chosen one, so you got to know what everything that come along with being chosen. It's a lonely walk sometimes being the chosen one. It's a lonely walk. You're going to spend a lot of days by yourself. You're going to spend a lot of nights by yourself. You're going to spend a lot of seasons being misunderstood. You're going to spend a lot of seasons being lied on. You're going to spend a lot of seasons being talked about. You're going to be crying out to God like, Lord, why I can't just do this? Like, how many of y'all ever ask God that, or you ever thought that? Like, why can't they just get friends? I can't just get friends like that. I just can't connect. It'd be hard for me to just connect with people like that. Okay, well, I connect with people like that, but then I look up and they gone. Come on now. And again, it goes back to God's eyes and ears are in all places. Don't nothing get past your daddy. Stuff might get past you, but it won't get past your daddy. God be hearing conversations we don't hear. God be knowing the intentions, the true intentions, not the intentions that they showing you, not the intentions that they representative put on. God be knowing the true intentions of a person's heart. Come on now. The true intentions of a person's heart. God be knowing their real motives. God know what the motive is behind that smile. He know what the motive is behind that hug. He know what the motive is behind that phone call. He know what the motive is, the true motive, the true intention behind that text message. And I'm going to tell y'all something real quick about the devil before I go. Oh, the devil is very patient. He is very patient. He will lay in wait. He will lay in wait, baby. He will lay, he just like them soldiers, just like them troops, when they be somewhere about to attack. They'll go out there, they lay out, the old sniper too. They go out there, they lay out there, they might be laying out there for days. They might be laying out there for weeks. Come on now. Waiting for the perfect time, waiting for the perfect season to attack. He very patient. He very patient. He'll lay in wait. He'll lay in wait. But you better know and you better understand that when you the chosen one, when you know that you know that you know that you're walking with God and you got the Holy Spirit, God gonna get that thing to you. He gonna get word to you, baby. He gonna get that word to you. It's gonna be discerned to you. Either gonna be discerned in your spirit. Somebody gonna come tell you. Somebody gonna come say something to you every single time. God gonna get that word to you, baby. And he stopped the enemy. The Bible say when the enemy came upon me to eat up my flesh, he stumbled and he fell. Every spirit that the enemy try to send to destroy you, every attack that he try to put on your life, God said it's gonna stumble. He gonna stumble and he gonna fall. He can lay and wait all he want to. Come on now. He gonna stumble and he gonna fall when it comes to the chosen one. A lot of things, God said, I blocked it. I stopped it. I slammed the door on it. And I know it can hurt sometimes when you wanted something so bad. It can hurt sometimes when you wanted, when you prayed and asked God for it and it seemed like it was there and then it was gone. And it, believe me when I tell you, anything that is joined to you, that is joined to your destiny, that is supposed to be in your life, that has been written for this thing, for these people or this person to be in your life, won't nothing be able to hinder it from you. Won't nothing be able to stop it from you. Even if it splits, it'll come by. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? Even if something try to get in the midst of it and it split, God gonna bring that thing by because you gonna make it to your destiny. When he said all things gonna work together for the good, he said even the time that it was spent apart, that it split, he said I'm gonna bring that thing back together, baby. And he said that time apart gonna work together for your good. What the enemy sent your way for bad, God said I'm gonna flip that thing and I'm gonna work it together for your good. You better know and you better understand that when you the chosen one, baby, the enemy got to be quicker than that. What we say, put it in the comments, baby. Say, you got to be quicker than that. Got to be quicker than that. You trying to trip up the chosen one, baby. You got to be quicker than that. Got to be quicker than that. And I want y'all to have a winner's attitude. Have a winner's mindset. To even when the door gets slammed in your face, even when you get told no, even when you get rejected, even when you get lied on, even when you get talked about, even when something falls through that you really wanted that thing to work, you really wanted that thing to happen for you, go back to your identity. Understand who you are. For you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a blessed and holy nation. Come on now. Understand who you are in God. You the chosen one. And everything that fell through in my life, I thank God for it. Lord, thank you for closed doors. I learned to thank him just as much for closed doors as I do for open ones. Because I know that closed door is leading me somewhere else. Okay, that no I just got told is leading me somewhere else. Whatever didn't work out is leading me to what God had for me. Because anything that's joined to your destiny, baby, God said it's going to be right there with you. It's going to be right there on that stage with you. It's going to be right there in that season with you. It's going to be right there in that house with you. It's going to be right there. Glory be to God. What God has for you is just for you. I love y'all so much, baby. I got to go. It ain't work because you the chosen one. Who am I talking to today, baby? Did word bless you? Put it in the comments. Say it bless me. It bless me. Okay, put it in the comments, baby. If you know that you know that you know that you the chosen one and everything that didn't work out in your life, everything that fell through, every no that you was told, every rejection, like they say, it ain't rejection, baby. It's God's protection. It's God's protection. I think about the stuff I used to slide down the wall. Think about some of this stuff you used to slide down the wall and do the ugly cry. You were ugly crying over some of these folk. You were ugly crying over some of these missed opportunities. Devil will try to make it a, oh, you missed the opportunity of a lifetime. Oh, you missed this. Oh, you missed that. Oh, it didn't work. It fell through. You ain't gonna never get this. You ain't never gonna get that. God say, baby, I blocked that thing because I got something better. I blocked that thing because I got something better. Come on now. I blocked that relationship because I got a kingdom one for you. I blocked that man because I got a kingdom man for you. I blocked that woman because I got a kingdom woman just for you. I blocked that worldly opportunity because I have a kingdom opportunity for you. Everything. I said, child, forget them folk. All them jobs and stuff, I used to feel less than because they wouldn't hire me. I felt less than. I felt like I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't good enough. Whole time, God blocked it because he meant for me to be doing what I'm doing now. Stop telling yourself you ain't smart enough. Stop telling yourself you need more credentials. You need more this. You need more that. The devil will always try to make you think you ain't enough and you need something else. But you just might be that bird that's trying to go in the sea and swim. Come on now. Don't be that bird. Don't be that eagle that's trying to go in the sea and swim. If you're looking at a fish and you saying, well, I ought to be, they swimming. Why I can't swim? Why I can't? See, that ain't your territory. That ain't your lane. You got to find your lane. You got to find your territory. If you're looking at somebody else, you're looking at somebody else in their lane, their gift, their territory, you're going to always think you less than. You're going to always think you dumb. You're going to always think you just can't get it. You're going to always think it don't work for you. Whole time I realized, Toya, it ain't that this stuff ain't working for you. Okay, yeah, it didn't work, but that's not the bad part. It's not bad. It's good that it didn't work because it led me to the lane that I was truly supposed to be in. You the chosen one. What God gonna do with you ain't gonna be like everybody else. Remember that. Your walk is different. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. A lot of these worldly things ain't gonna work for you because God got something kingdom with your name on it. It ain't work because you the chosen one. All right, I got to go. I love y'all so much. Naya, welcome to the membership, baby. Come on in. Cameron, welcome to the membership. I love y'all so much, baby. I got to go pick up the children. I want y'all to go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com and sign up for this body transformation challenge, baby. This thing about to be fire. It's about to be lit. Go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com, baby. I'm going to help you transform your body, drop that weight, and get in shape. I'm helping 500 divine ones in the month of May. It's only $25, baby. Sow that seed and come on in. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed.